above the line is basically money that goes directly to school districts and they get to decide how to spend it. Below the line goes to the public education department, where they get to say, you know, these are our initiatives that we want to fund, and if you want the money, you have to follow these certain rules. The governor's office wants 4% of the education budget to be below the line, so to go to PED. And the Democrats in the legislature want 3% below the line, so they want more money to go directly to school districts.
Does the HB 3 have more money in it for schools than what Susana Martinez has proposed?
It all comes down to what you believe it goes to the schools. Which ones go to PED through below the line spending, and which ones go directly to the district through above the line spending. So the 3% versus 4% doesn't sound like a lot. When you're talking about a $2.7 billion bill, one percentage point in there is $27 million, and that adds up to a pretty big number.
In the proposed budget by the House Education Committee, is there more money for things like smaller class sizes?
There is a law on the books that says these are the size classes need to be, you know, depending on which grade level you're at. But school districts have been getting waivers for these for years. So basically they pass this law that they then say, oh, wait, we're going to ignore it this year. So this year, Representative Stewart, who is the head of the education committee, that's why she has her finger in all of these different bills, she said, we're going to actually fund this time. And $20 million will be able to get us fully staffed so that the school sizes are where they're supposed to be according to this legislation. And Hannah Scandera, the secretary designate of the public education department, you know, she said basically that the school sizes is a nice thing, but it's not a priority right now. They're more interested in the reforms that Susana Martinez has been pushing for the past few years.
And those reforms have to do with third grade retention and teacher evaluation.
Yeah, and the school grading system also.
So what's the murmur on the floor around it all right now?
Right now, it's so early in the session, it's hard to tell. There's a lot of talking going on behind the scenes. Republicans are obviously going with Susana Martinez, and they're looking at ways to amend the bill or take out parts that they don't like. It's going to come down to the very end, as it always does when it comes to such a large piece of legislation, but we might have another 2 a.m. Monday morning debate on this on the House or Senate floor.
Something will eventually pass both the House and Senate and be agreed upon and get to Governor Susana Martinez's desk, hopefully by the end of the session. And at that point in time, is it really likely, just based on your coverage of things like this before, that the governor is then going to step in and start vetoing things herself?
Yeah, she had line item veto power. So any appropriation, she can go in and veto. So if she doesn't like the way that they decided teacher salaries should go, she can line item veto that out of the legislation. Anything to do with appropriating money, the governor has the ability to strike that down. It's really down to above the line, below the line, and teacher salary, how much of an increase or if an increase they should get.
Okay, great. Well, we'll just keep following this as it progresses through the session.
All the bills are still working their way through the committee process. You know, they're still waiting on fiscal impact reports on all of these bills, and it takes a couple weeks for things to really start bearing down and getting stuff onto the floor.